I remember them leaving Seattle very early one morning to come up. And Jim had another boy with him. That boy has since been ordained. His name was from around Seattle for a couple of days vacation. And he was going back, and he was sort of on his way up to Tewksbury and had come to Seattle for a couple of days vacation. And they came up to the city. They came up to the city at night. They came up to the city late in the afternoon. And Frank said a mass at 4 o'clock the next morning down at the Catholic Young Men's. And these two boys served him and then went on from there to Tewksbury. This is the fellow's name. He's now a priest. So that was Jim going away, and then of course we went to see him at different periods.
Did he take to the life well?
Oh yeah, very much.
He still didn't say when he told Dad he was going. Was there any incident there? How about when Eleanor told Dad?
Well, Eleanor, when she was 12 years old, and I was in the hospital when Anne was born at Christmas time, Daddy said to Eleanor, "You're going to the convent. Now we need your bed. Why don't you go?" And Eleanor said, "All right, I'll go." She was 12 years old in eighth grade. So she took her pen in hand and wrote to the Little Sisters of the Poor and to the Sisters of the Perpetual Adoration and asked them to be admitted. Of course, she didn't tell the poor sisters that she was only 12 and that her father had told her we needed her bed. But she just wrote and asked them if they would take her. I still have the two letters where the sisters wrote back and said to come, to call them up or come up and have an interview, and they would be delighted to consider her. So when I came home and found this story and Dad having a great deal of fun and laughing about it, I was furious because I thought it was just taking advantage of the poor nuns of having this child write to them, and they didn't know that she was only 12 or that she was only in grammar school. They took it for granted that it was a bona fide vocation. So I was rather furious at Pop for his joke, apparent joke with the nuns. But she wrote at 12 years old to go to the Little Sisters of the Poor or the Perpetual Adoration
Sisters. Well, how did that end up? Did you telephone them? Or?
Yes, I telephoned the good mothers and told them what had happened. Of course, they laughed at it, you know, and had a lot of fun out of it then, but I didn't think it was too funny when I first heard about it. So, from that on, I don't know what happened about Eleanor. We just sort of took it for granted that Eleanor was going into the convent. And she just sort of said that all the time, too. So that was just something that we sort of looked forward to.
Was she a musician too?
Oh, she could play on the piano, but she never developed it too much. Winifred had developed the piano and then had the violin.
Jim was always kind of serious too, wasn't he?
Yes.
He showed that after he was ordained.
Yes, serious and...
Tense, kind of.
Tense, that's more the words, tense. He did well enough in school, but I think could have done a great deal more if he could have relaxed a little bit.
He didn't get any scholarship, did he?
No.
Frank did, didn't he?
Yes, Frank got a scholarship to finish college.
On what basis?
On
sports?
One was sports and the other was sort of a scholastic basis.
At St. Joe's?
Yes, at St. Joe's.
And Winifred got
Winifred got a full scholarship to Immaculata College, boarding scholarship.
And then what about...
Gave her everything, huh?
Nothing for high school.
No.
And I got a half scholarship to St. Joe's.
You got a half scholarship to St. Joe's.
How about Patrick?
Patrick had a half scholarship to St. Joe's.
A vocation scholarship?
No, a half scholarship.
On examination? Result of an examination? Competitive examination?
Either that or the teacher's sodality.
Well, that would be a vocation scholarship.
Oh, well, would it? Well, then that's what it was, I guess. At all.
Joe?